Imagine a toy so iconic it practically wrote the playbook for pleasure. Allow me to introduce or reintroduce you to the Magic Wand, aka the Cadillac of Vibrators. The Magic Wand Original is a trusted companion in the journey of joy. Whether it's your first time chasing an orgasm or you're looking to give your partner a spine-tingling erotic massage, the Magic Wand should be your go-to. With powerful rumbles and several different rhythms and patterns, it's no wonder the Magic Wand has scooped up accolades like Vibrator of the Year for decades. I'm so enamored with mine, I've customized my bedside table just to keep it within arm's reach at all times. But the magic doesn't stop with the original Magic Wand. The Magic Wand family has grown over the years, offering a variety of models to suit every lifestyle. Go cord-free with the Magic Wand Rechargeable. Embrace compact power without compromising intensity with the Magic Wand Mini. I love this Mini. Or the Micro, which is just teeny tiny and really powerful. Or enjoy a range of sensations with the Magic Wand Plus. Each model delivers the same powerful orgasmic rumble that made the original a legend. So are you ready to experience the magic? Visit sexwithemily.com/magicwand and discover why the Magic Wand continues to enchant pleasure seekers around the globe. That's sexwithemily.com/magicwand. Magic Wand, more than just a vibrator.
You got a boyfriend?
Because my man E here, he just got his heart broken. He thinks you're kind of cute.
A girl's got to have her standards. Oh, my.
Do women know about shrinkage?
Isn't it common knowledge?
What do you mean, like laundry? It shrinks?
Can we not talk about sex so much?
Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God. I feel so good.
Being bad feels pretty good.
But you know, Emily's not the kind of girl you just play with.
You're listening to Sex with Emily. We're talking about sex, relationships, and everything in between. For more information, go to sexwithemily.com where you can get all your sex questions answered and relationship issues and have a better sex life if you listen to Sex with Emily. And you should become a Friends with Benefits member ASAP if you haven't already. So today's show is pleasing teasing. How can you pleasurably tease your partner? Why teasing is important. Did I just see Menace roll his eyes or no?
No, I was just...
Because I know you don't like teasing, so I thought maybe you were reacting
to that.
Yeah,
I hate it. No. I was got a message.
Oh.
Rolling my eyes.
Okay. Well, I'm glad it wasn't at me, because when you roll your eyes at me, it's upsetting.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. I'm fine with it. So we're going to talk about teasing. We're going to be reading your emails. We got some sex in the news. We've got a lot going on. And, yeah, happy day.
So what the hell is going on with
you? What the hell is going on with me? Lots of things are going on. Let's see. I got asked to be a keynote speaker at a singles convention, and I have to...
A singles convention? Where?
In the East Bay.
Really?
Bay Area, East Bay of San Francisco.
Hell yeah.
So I have to do a speech on a 45-minute keynote for
45
singles.
45 minutes?
Yeah, holy. Dude. I mean, I know I can sit and talk to you for... I can sit and talk for 45 minutes, but yeah. I got to make a speech. So then today he emailed me, the guy who's putting it on, and he's sending out a press release to the media, and he's like, what is something that you say...
45 minutes is too long.
And I'm like, no one wants to listen for 45 minutes to anything.
Hell no.
I'm like, in this culture, I'm like 10 minutes.
30 minutes is tops at most.
It's a singles convention. Everyone's just going to be wanting to check out who's there. They're not there to like hear about whatever.
No.
But anyway, he asked me to do it. And so I said I would. But he wants a quote from me like this because he's sending a press release of like the most, like, is there something that I say as a sexologist that is more, that no one's ever heard before? Like, what do I say that is so out there? I feel like I say a lot of things that are out there, but that no one's ever heard before. I mean, I think I'm pretty unique. So anyway, I was trying to work on that press release, on that quote. It's hard when people like push
you
against the wall.
You should be like, I go ass to mouth.
Yeah.
Boom.
That's
I don't think
exactly
anybody
what I'm
said
saying.
That. I just hooked you up.
Yeah. Thanks, Menace. I'll say that you do. I'll call you out and stuff. How's that?
How about you say, I'm going to get you laid or some crap like that?
Yeah, I don't know. Something
like
that.
Who cares? But 45 minutes, no effing way.
45
man.
Minutes and no PowerPoint or anything. Not even that like I would know how to do the PowerPoint part. But it's just talking. I mean, he wants me to talk about my book and promote my book, Hot Sex. So I can do that. But
I love you to death, but 45 minutes, no effing.
Like,
there's no
you're
way.
Like, I suffer through this every day.
Yeah.
So that there's that. And then there is... I have no I was just thinking that I need a trip plan, like a vacation, because I don't think I've had one in years because I feel like I work for myself and I'm trying to make a living and blah, blah, blah. But I've been feeling like I was looking at my schedule this week and the upcoming next few weeks, and I was like, I don't have anything super fun planned, like something that's getting my heart excited.
Let's go to Vegas.
Should we just play? And we just missed AVN, but that's fine.
I know.
But you know what I mean? Like, I want to go away on a romantic vacation. But I have no one
a
to go
romantic
away with.
Vacation?
Like, on a beach somewhere
see, yeah,
or something.
Yeah, you just want to lounge and drink.
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah.
No, don't you ever just crave – like, I've never really craved it because I feel like I set my own hours and I work for mm-hmm. myself. But I'm like, I'm ready to go away. What about you?
Well, I am
You're going to New York, right?
I'm going to New York. In February, I have 3 2-day trips. So I'm going to New York for 2 days and then I'm going to LA for 2 days twice. But, I mean, it's just work. I mean, it's not bad work. It's just fun. I'm like, I'm going to go play with crocodiles in New York. So that's not really bad. And then I'm going to Disneyland and then I'm going to go to the Grammys.
You're going to Disneyland again? Aren't you not allowed back in since you got kicked out?
No, they didn't check my ID, so I'm fine.
Are you sure?
Yes.
What if they have like wanted pictures of you up all over Disneyland?
That'd be so bad. Just to recap for everybody, on New Year's, I got kicked out of Disneyland because I peed in a phone booth because I thought it was a bathroom stall.
It happens. If you're drinking too much, they look so much alike.
It was all bad. But I am kind of jealous right now because half the staff at my radio station are all in Hawaii right now.
Why? Together?
They are helping with the launch of the Disney Resort in Hawaii. Yeah. So they're all at this Disney Resort. They're all posting photos and all this stuff.
That's so unfair. And you weren't included?
Yeah, I didn't get to go.
Right, because they needed you here on the radio.
Yeah.
Thank God. But yeah, Hawaii would be fun. See, I love you ever been to Hawaii?
Yeah, twice.
Yeah, it's fun.
I would love to be in Hawaii.
Not that I'm not happy and I don't love my life, but really sometimes you need a friggin' vacation.
Yeah, I love the clear salt water. It's good for your skin and stuff like that.
Yeah, all that stuff is good.
Yeah,
so,
and the sun.
Mm-hmm. That would be good.
It was good. I was in Hawaii once. I did burn myself.
Yeah.
I was in Hawaii and I was skateboarding. This is when I was really big into skateboarding. And I did some trick and it was cool. And this girl goes, oh, good job. I turn around. It's Gabrielle Reese, the professional volleyball player.
No way.
I was like, holy shit. Like I instantly recognized her.
Right.
And she just happened to be playing a game like right on the beach. So I go, dude, it's Gabrielle Reese. And she just talked to me. I'm going to go sit there.
Right.
So I sat there in the sun before I even put any like sunscreen on.
Oh, not smart.
Oh, my God. I get back to the Bay Area, and at the time, I was working at a grocery store, and I was, like, lifting, like, all this heavy stuff, and then my skin was just, like, peeling. It was miserable.
But you met Gabrielle Reese.
But I met Gabrielle Reese,
She's hot.
She said I did a good job, so.
She said that's good.
It was cool.
There's something else. I know there was something that I had to tell you today, but I can't remember. But I'm going to give you the poll results, because you've had this poll up for a while.
Okay.
So I'm going to do that, and that's going to come to me. How long do you think foreplay should last?
5 minutes.
You got the results.
At most.
And the results are interesting. Okay, 50. Okay, so let's see the least percentage. 3% said what foreplay? 6% said 5 minutes. That would be a bummer to me, 5 minutes. But that's what I think average is pretty much. I'm not sure. And then we've got 16% say all night long, baby. 21% say 45 minutes, and the winner, 54%, say 15 minutes. So I'd say half the people think 15 minutes is about right. And I think that is about right for foreplay.
That's including fellatio, though, right?
Yeah. That is foreplay is fellatio.
What?
And cunnilingus.
All right. Okay, fine. That's cool. I'm down with that.
You're down with the 15-minute BJ, but I'm not. But it means that you have to also be reciprocating. So 15 minutes for you to go down on her, for her to go down on you. We're talking about the whole shebang before you
bang.
How
about I go down for 1 minute and you go down for 14?
Yeah, 1 minute does nothing. 1 minute, we don't even know you're there yet. It hasn't even registered. 1 minute is nothing. Waste of time. Don't even waste your time. But 15 minutes, I think that's about right. 45 minutes, that's 21%. I mean, that would be awesome. But some, you know, we run out of time. You know, you just don't have that much time in life.
Then you start cloning people because then you can send in your clone to go make out and do like all the hard work, and then you can just be
so you just
ready.
Don't enjoy foreplay is what you're saying.
I do with the right person. Remember,
you keep saying with the right person. When are you going to find this right person?
When are you going to find the right person?
Honey, I'm out there. I'm looking. I think that there are, I got asked out. Oh, this guy, do you remember when that lawyer was on the show a few months ago?
Yeah.
And he said, oh, I have a friend, I'm going to fix you up with him. And he called him, and then that guy called me last night and left me a message. You know what's weird when you get calls from numbers you don't know anymore? Because mostly, like, most of the calls I get, I know who it is. It's in my phone. And he called and asked me out last night, so I need to call him back. I haven't listened to the message. It made me nervous. I got to call him. Not nervous, but just like, I don't think I want to go out with him.
Why? Was his message bad? I wouldn't have left a message. I would have just did a missed call.
Well, then I wouldn't know who it was. But then when he called back again, I'd be like, oh, that was the person who didn't leave a message. I haven't even listened to the message yet.
Oh, I want to hear it.
I heard the first 3 seconds of it. But then he was like, hi, this is so-and-so. I'm not going to play it. I would play it, but I'm not going to do that now. So then I need to call back and tell him. I don't know. I think I know him, and I think I'm like Facebook friends with him or something.
You probably made out with him?
No, I don't think I made out with him, but I don't think I'm going to go out with him.
Because he's peeping you out on Facebook?
No, because I think I know of him, and I just don't think he's the right guy. But then I got to have that conversation and be like,
oh, no. I heard bad things about you. And then he's going to be like, oh, those things aren't true.
I didn't hear bad things about him. I just don't think I want to go out with him because.
Why?
I've seen. No one knows. I wasn't attracted to him. I saw his picture. Oh. I didn't feel like a love connection between looking at his picture on Facebook. That's going to be the truth.
Wow.
Wow. Okay. So we have a new poll. What is your G-spot experience? I'm questioning its existence. It's a in a blue moon type of occurrence. It's work, but worth the effort. It's my go-to for orgasms. So this is for men and women. You can answer if you happen to know how your partner orgasms. You can answer that as well. Does the G-spot exist? Because you know there's a study that came out that said the G-spot didn't exist.
And you say it does.
I say it does exist. Of course it exists. You can't say it doesn't exist. These male researchers saying that the G-spot doesn't exist.
Whatever. Are you able to direct people where your G-spot is
at
every single time?
No.
Do you do that immediately?
No.
No?
I don't. No. Because it's not that easy to find. It's not always – I'm not one of these
– To find it or
what? I give them a map.
You do?
No.
Is it a 3D map?
It's a 3D map. No,
Google?
Right. Exactly.
Google
map?
Oh,
that would be cool if you could do 3D maps of your innards. So that's what we got for G-spots. That's what we got for our new poll.
Okay, good.
Something's in my brain and I can't –
What are you trying to tell me so bad?
It was so important.
Was it?
Yeah. Can't remember. Okay, I'm just going to go on and talk about – we're going to get into some sex in the news.
Does this have to do anything with Valentine's Day? Because Valentine's Day is not Valentine's too far
Day is
away,
huge.
Everybody.
We're doing a huge – yes, that is what it has to do with. Not really, but that is – I'm so glad you brought that up.
Okay.
Because we're doing a huge Valentine's Day campaign. We're giving away thousands of dollars worth of items to people for Valentine's Day. We're giving away like – bunch of baskets. We're giving away like 10 copies of my book. We're having a huge contest that we are launching in a few days. So all people have to do is I'll give you all the specifics next week, but they just have to like retweet the posts that we post. The more you retweet us over the next from February 1st till through Valentine's Day and Facebook, the more you reshare our posts, you'll be entered to win, and we will pick out winners based on their social media performance as we direct them.
Sweet.
And we're giving away stuff from tons of sponsors, including Adam Eve and Jimmy Jane toys.
Do you have any thoughts on
And then
on
we're
your...
having guests on the show every day to help us for Valentine's Day. It's going to be 2-week Valentine's Day extravaganza.
Do you have any thoughts or plans for your Valentine's Day
I
yet?
I don't. I'm not a huge Valentine's Day fan myself. Like, even if I had a boyfriend, I don't think I'd be like, let's plan a special romantic evening. Like, it just, me of all people, I should just
what day
get
of
that
the
stricken
week
from
is
the record.
It this year?
I don't know. I hope it's – when is it? I hope it's like,
like
a Monday.
Because so you don't
can be
like doing
sorry,
anything
it's
for
Monday.
Anybody.
Mondays are lame.
You don't like doing anything for anybody.
I'm not. What does it say? When is it?
You don't like to put in any effort. You like people to put in effort.
It's a Tuesday,
you,
huh?
It's a Monday.
See, I just said I hope it's a Monday. Good.
It is a Monday.
Because then you don't have to make it if it's Friday. That's a lot of pressure. But Monday, you can still do something. But Monday's like, I think it's important. This is what I think. I think every day is Valentine's Day in your relationship. Like, you should try to do something new, something sexual, try something new. But Valentine's Day is a great time. And you should, if you are in a relationship, make it about sex. Make it about doing something different sexually, improving your sex life, your communication. It's a great day to do it. Because people listen to the show because they want to have better sex. And when are you actually, you know, you can listen all you want, but when are you actually going to do something about it? So try something different on Valentine's Day.
You didn't. You blew over everything I was saying.
What'd you say?
I said that you don't want to put any effort into it.
No, I do want to put effort into it, but what am I going to do?
Don't.
Like, cook dinner? I've never cooked. No, I would do. So I'm trying to think if I've ever had like an amazing Valentine. It just seems cliche.
Have you
to me
ever
a lot
done
of
anything for somebody else on
of
Valentine's
course.
Day?
Of course, I've done tons of. Yes, I've many boyfriends.
All right, name something that you've done.
Oh my god,
stuck out.
I once made this photo. This was a long time ago, but I made this. I was dating this guy for a few years, and I made this album of how we met. Like, I took pictures, printed them out, made an album like of all these different spots that led to us. Like, one time we went to this fruit. They were really cool photos. Like, we
how
met
old
at this
were you?
Fruit
like
stand.
15?
No, I was like 28 or something, 25. I don't remember.
All right.
And I made dinner. I ordered dinner once, but it was set it out, so it was a very nice dinner. And I know. Anyway, I made this album that was like documented our entire relationship, and it took me a long
time.
Stupid. It was really cute.
I'd be like, oh, this is sweet.
I bought presents for people. I hate Presents for guys are tough because you never really know. I know, like, you'd like a laptop or something, but
you just
what
say
else?
You just give them a blowjob and call it a day. That's
I do that anyway, though. See, the thing is, I'm already sexually.
You don't need to give them some dumb gift like that, but they do want you to like make them dinner and put.
Well, I don't know how to make dinner. I'll do something for someone. Not this year. What about you? What are you going to do? What the hell are you going to do?
I just found out what day it was on. I am going to be in LA. I don't know. You always want to hang out with somebody on Valentine's Day.
Not really. I mean, I'd rather hang out with my friends if I'm not with someone and go to a bar. That's a good time to meet someone on Valentine's Day. You got to go out to a bar.
It's a good time to get laid.
I spoke on a panel one year about being single on Valentine's Day. That was my Valentine's Day that year. That was fun.
Yeah, but so you're going to hang out with your friends. Are your friends also going to be not doing anything? What about if all your friends happen to be doing something? Then what? You're all alone on Valentine's Day.
I wouldn't care. I want everyone listening to the show to have an awesome Valentine's Day. Valentine's Day is not a huge deal to me. I'm going to admit it. But I think it's significant. I think it's a time that you can improve your relationship and do something different and have a lot of fun.
You're like a love killer. You're all about like sex. That's cool. But like the whole love part about it, you're just not about it.
Honey, I don't
want that. I just realized right now, anything that has to like do with actual love, you just don't give a F.
That is so wrong, man.
How is that wrong?
You think I'm against love?
Yeah.
Like F love? Should I get a bumper sticker that says like F love or something?
Yeah.
I promote love. I'm just saying.
F love, I'm down with the bang. And just be real. Just be honest.
That's not true, though. What have you done that's romantic on Valentine's Day for someone?
I took my girlfriend to New York, and we had a great weekend in New York.
Oh, just surprised her?
Yeah.
That's nice.
Yeah.
It's a really nice gift.
Did that. Made plenty of dinners and meals. I know how to cook.
I know. That's what I've
heard. And, I mean, that's the one that really sticks out.
Right. Well, that's nice. Oh, I'm all for love. I'm all against love. I'm all for love.
I was in Vegas once too for Valentine's Day.
That'd be fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. If I was madly in love with someone, I would be psyched, but I'm not, and I'm cool with it. I don't think that you should get down on Valentine's Day. I think you should, if you don't have a boyfriend, go home and masturbate and sex with someone you love. Well, I don't know. Buy a new vibrator. Like, do something for yourself.
No,
like, it's about
out,
love.
People.
It's about, or go out. Go to a bar with your friends.
There's going to definitely be a
but
lot
don't,
of
let it depress you. Don't let it, don't be depressed.
Yeah. Right. Don't be depressed if it doesn't work out.
Right. Okay. So I've got some sex in the news for you.
Okay.
Safe Sex series, More Than Just Sex, uses teen slang like raw dogging.
Oh, my God. You're going to learn so much slang. I love when you learn.
I don't even
slang.
Know what this is. Like a new series
town.
Of video PSAs that were made with taxpayer money from the New York Department of Health, made by city teens, attempt to create realistic quality and youth-friendly messaging around teen sexual health. For example, in The Importance of Condoms, a parody of drug commercials, a teen is seen promoting a product called Unprotected Sex. He uses phrases like all glove, no love, and raw dogging, sex without a condom. And when it comes time to list the product side effects, HIV and baby mama drama, among others. You think it's going to be an effective campaign?
I think people are going to find it hilarious.
Yeah.
But see, the thing is, adults will be like, what are these kids talking about? But this is how kids talk.
Exactly. It doesn't matter. This is for kids. I mean, this is right. The parents aren't doing a very good job. Although they have said that teen pregnancy rate has gone down and all that stuff.
Yeah, probably because teen mom, Jesus H, man. So much drama constantly.
On that show?
Yeah, it is bad. It makes you never want to have kids.
That's good. I thought for a while when that show came out, they were saying that it made it seem glamorous. Or kids wanted to be on television or something.
Yeah, yeah. No way. This does not make it look fun at all.
Yeah, I haven't seen it. I mean, I saw it years ago, like when it first came out, like 2-3 years ago. My friend was actually pregnant and breaking up with her boyfriend and was having a baby. And we went to a hotel somewhere because she got some free night at a spa. And we sat and it was really depressing. Oh. And she's about to give birth like a month later. And we watched 16 and Pregnant for like a marathon on MTV for like 12 hours. And it was
God.
I'm like, well, at least you're not 16 and pregnant. So it kind of cheered us up, but I can see how it can be depressing.
I don't like Teen Mom 2 as much as the original because Teen Mom 2 is really boring. There's only one chick on there that's just effing crazy. Her name's Janelle, and she's always like going back to her loser boyfriend, and her mom's like always fighting with her and stuff like that. And the mom has custody of the kid. But I loved the first season because they had this big guy named Gary on there and he would like dress up as like bunnies and stuff like that.
Like you do.
Yeah. He was hilarious. He's just big, fat, dumb idiot. And then there was this one chick who had a son named Bentley, but she has like a southern accent. So she always goes, Bentley. Like she thought Bentley. I loved it, but now it's like boring. Right. Now there's this crazy chick, Janelle. She's always fighting with people.
Yeah, and she just needs to dump the guy and go back to him. Why do people always go back to their loser boyfriends? They don't listen to anybody. Don't your friends do that? Like,
oh,
go back to loser
God.
Boyfriends? And you're like, really? You can't see what a loser he is? This is what I do to my friend who broke up with some guy. I'm like, you got to write it down. You got to write down everything about the person that you don't like. Mm. I did this with my best friend when she broke up with this guy last year.
That's a waste of time.
No, you write it down because then when you're thinking of getting back together with them, like when it's late at night or you look at their Facebook page and then you read all the freaking awful things about this person, you just have it written down or write it in your iPhone or something. I love my iPhone, by the way. Jesus Christ, it took me forever to get it. So anyway, make a list and then don't get back together.
Yeah,
with the
loser. Women never ever listen, man.
Yeah, they don't. You're right. I have friends who don't listen. I have friends who, for years, my friend was with this guy for years. We kept telling her to dump him, like ad nauseum. We'd have these conversations, and finally, she did leave him. But we found out he was cheating on her. She got like a disease from him. Like it was like the worst kind of things that you could imagine. Like, why would you go back with this guy? And she kept getting back together with them. And it's almost hard to be friends with someone when they keep coming to you for advice. And every time they kept going back and you're like, these are really bad things. It's like when you're in it and you think you're in love, you just can't see.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's a bummer. Okay. Pepperdine administer halts creation of LGBT club on campus, says it's against God's will. At Pepperdine? Wow. Thriving LGBT clubs are almost a given at California's public universities. But if you go to Pepperdine, which is in Malibu,
I don't even know what you're talking about right now.
Oh, a lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgendered?
Yes.
That's what it stands for.
We called it GLASS.
In high school? What was it? Gay, lesbian?
Yeah. Straight.
Students or something?
Yeah.
So now it's called LGBT. Thank you for having me clarify that. Lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender clubs, they're everywhere in most universities, except for Pepperdine, which is in Malibu, California, and it's a private school. They're saying that it's wrong. And I can't believe that still exists. Like, that is such a dark age thing to, like, say, like, you can't have a lesbian group on campus, lesbian, gay group. That bums me out.
Is it a religious school?
No,
like, it's not
just
like BYU
a private school.
Or anything.
No, it's a private school, though.
Oh, it's private.
Yeah. It's like a really expensive, nice school in Malibu.
As terrible as it sounds, if it's a private school, they can
do whatever they want. Exactly.
Yeah, but
if it's not a state school, if I'm paying for it,
you better best believe you're gonna have. I want a transgender club.
I know you do.
Up in that
you
piece.
Want just a transgender club, not even like a lesbian, gay, just like transgendered. I hear you.
I want everybody to have their own separate clubs.
I hear you. Okay.
And then they battle each other at the end of like Revenge of the Nerds. You know? You ever watch that?
See,
you don't get anything in pop culture. Our intern's laughing her ass off right now
because
she got what I just said.
Oh.
At the end of Avenger Nerds, all the like the groups and like the frats and everything battle each other and they play like all these funny games where they get wasted and ride around on tricycles and stuff like
that.
And
who wins, the nerds?
The nerds win, of course. Yeah.
It was a movie that came out a long time ago, right? Okay. I saw it. years ago. Okay, Seal is already talking Heidi Klum divorce with Tavis Smiley and Ellen DeGeneres. So he's already out there.
He's making the rounds because maybe he maybe he doesn't have money or something. Well,
already out speaking. It's only been like it's been like 2 days or something since they announced it.
Well, maybe because he was getting bad press on
because they're saying it's anger.
Yeah, he had anger management issues.
Well,
so maybe he's going there to do some damage control and say, hey, look, I'm so friendly and everyone loves me.
Yeah, that's a good point because he's already stopped by the Ellen DeGeneres show and explained that they really did just grow apart and he's still wearing the ring. He's like, it's comfortable. I like the ring. I'm going to keep wearing the ring. And he said, it's a token of how I feel about this woman. We've had 8 wonderful years together. And don't they have like 4 kids? But I think it's weird that he's already
– at least 2 kids.
If we were married, I would not want my husband on Ellen DeGeneres.
Maybe he gets an album drop in. That's perfect time.
You think he does? He hasn't had an album out in a while, has he?
I don't know. I don't follow. Seal? I'm not on the Seal.
You don't have Seal tracks playing right now?
Yeah, I'm not on the fan website currently.
Okay, Aretha Franklin calls off her wedding.
How is
the Queen of Soul 69 announced Monday that she and her would-be third husband have called off the wedding. They decided they were moving too fast, and there were a number of things that they haven't been thought through thoroughly. There will be no wedding at this time. I don't know how long they were together, but
yeah. Doesn't she have like a huge rack, like ridiculously big?
Probably. She lives in Michigan too, I think. She did when I was growing up. Yeah. That's interesting. And then Chelsea Handler opens up about dating 50 on Howard, 50 Cent.
I didn't know they were actually
dated
for real.
And apparently Did you hear this? That they dated for a couple months and then they had a falling out. One of his ex-girlfriends was coming onto her show, Chelsea Lately.
Mm-hmm.
Is that the name of her show?
Yeah.
She was like, at my job. And she said, it was my job. It was so juvenile. I was at work. I hung up and I've never spoken to him again, but I think he's a nice guy. So he was mad that one of his exes was going to be on her show. But hasn't he dated so many people that you can't really avoid that?
Yeah. When your job is to interview people, I'm sure that happens all the time.
Yeah. So that's what happened with them. That's what I got for you for Sex in the News. Do you have anything else to add to your life, to our life here?
No sexy news out there currently.
Okay, cool.
I do have on my blog that's like crazy. It's crazy. Popular and hot at whitemenace.com is celebrity weights. Like everyone's so obsessed with
weights.
Oh,
yeah. How much you weigh?
And there's this girl there's this show that's on television called Two Broke Girls. I'm not the demographic for Two Broke
Girls.
I've
heard of it, yeah.
But I really enjoy it. I think it's funny because what's her name?
Whitney.
You have the same – Whitney, yeah. Whitney Cummings is one of the executive producers on it, and it's really
funny. She wrote it, right?
Something. She's part of the
show. She wrote one, and then she stars in another one or something. Okay, yeah.
So Two Broke Girls she's a part of, but there's Kat Dennings on the show, and she's – freaking hilarious. I love Kat Dennings. But when I typed in Kat Dennings on Google, the first thing that came up was Kat Dennings' weight.
Okay. Why?
Right? Because she was thin. Like thin, but now she's like larger. She's like 40, like double D or something. For
wow.
some reason, like she like really grew out in the breast area.
Okay.
And so I looked at it and there's like websites just dedicated to celebrities' weight.
Okay,
so
I didn't know that.
So I just said, oh, you know, people might find this interesting. Right. I put it online, and within 5 minutes, already 4,000 people checked it out.
Shut up.
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
So whose weight? What's so remarkable about people's weight? So you broke down celebrities and how
much
they weigh?
Yeah, I put like Snooki. Snooki weighs like 98 pounds. Jessica Alba, like 115 pounds and like all this. But I put their height.
How did you find their weight? How do you even know? Because they say
it's
in magazines,
online.
But you can't tell. You don't know how much someone really
weighs. Some, like, if somebody has, like, a drastic weight loss, they'll say, like, what their weight is. But, yeah, some people are just, like...
Yeah, you're so up on 4,000 hits. That's amazing.
Yeah, I mean, probably now it's probably, like, 10.
Oh, my God.
Or more.
That's cool. WhiteMenace.com. WhiteMenace.fm. What is it?
It's WhiteMenace.com. Or okay. I have Menace.fm. That's my short link.
Right. I got it.
It's, yeah.
Okay, and we've got stuff too on our website,
sexwithemily.com. Every single day.
And you can
day.
Find me on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram, Sex with Emily, which I got to do Instagram more.
You do?
Like, you do it all the time, but I it's on the list.
Sexwithemily.com is like basically your sex newspaper. Every single day you update it with
exactly.
the show recaps and news and links to everything that we talk about, correct?
Correct. We do every day. Links to the shows, links to things we talk about. It's true. True that. Okay, let's move into some emails.
Okay, what do you got?
This is about the 30-day sex challenge. Dear Emily and Menace, my boyfriend and I are longtime listeners and absolutely love the show. We have been together for almost 12 years and needless to say, have to work extremely hard to keep that spark alive in both the relationship and the bedroom. Recently, my boyfriend took your advice and got me the Hitachi Magic Wand as a gift. All I have to say about it is that it's the best vibrator ever. We've also just started the Emily Morse 30-day challenge, LOL. We're only about a week in, but I must say it's a lot harder than we thought it would be. Just last night, we both came home exhausted and just really wanted to pass out, but we fought through the fatigue and had some pretty amazing sex. Anyway, thanks so much for the tips and keep up the good work. Sex with Emily is by far our favorite podcast. This is from Tish and Joe from Brooklyn, New York. P.S. I will let you know about the challenge once 30 days are up. Tish from Brooklyn, New York, premium Friends Benefits member. That is an awesome email.
I'm on my way to New York.
There you go. Meet with them in New York. Tish and Joe, I love your – we loved everyone. Kelsey, we all read your email. We were like, oh, my God, this is the best email. Because first of all, we love the Hitachi Magic Wand.
Mm-hmm.
It's the Mac truck of vibrators. You can buy one at adamandeve.com and use coupon code Emily at checkout. You get 50% off most items, the Kim Kardashian's sex tape, free shipping, free gifts. They, like, send you a huge package. So go buy the Hitachi Magic Wand. It is an amazing vibrator, especially – And I'm telling you this, that guys like the – it's so powerful that you can hold it on your clitoris or wherever. And guys like the vibration on their penis. I know you – I don't think that you felt a vibrator on your penis before, but there's many a man who find that really hot too.
So I have to take a vibrator that looks like a penis and put it against my penis?
Yeah. Well, I would – not me.
That's crossing swords. You don't do that.
It doesn't even look like a penis. It looks – it's huge. It's mm-hmm. not – it's like – it looks like a massager. Okay. And then the next thing is the 30-day challenge. Let me explain that. The 30-day sex challenge is to, if you want to spice up your sex life or you want to keep it going and it's been kind of stale lately, if you commit to having sex every single day for 30 days, even if you don't want to and you're feeling tired, like Tish said, you just force yourself and you get into it and then you get back into the groove. It's like exercise. You know, the first time you go back to the gym, you're like, ugh, and the first few days are kind of hard, but then you go and you're into it. Like, I've been going every day for like the last 2 weeks, but I didn't go for like a month and it was really hard the first few days. So sex is like that. It's like, if you know we are doing this 30-day sex challenge and we are going to have sex every night, then you just know you're going to do it. And then it helps you get through whatever, and you can even say help through whatever stale points you've been at, and you can say, you know, once a week we're going to try something new, or twice a week or whatever. So they tried the Hitachi. They did the 30-day sex challenge. I love these people. And please do, Tish, let me know what happens after the 30 days are up.
And you can pick up the Hitachi Magic Wand at Adam and Eve, correct?
AdamandEve.com.
They're everywhere. They started advertising on my other show that I do before here. They started advertising on there.
Really?
Yeah.
That's amazing. They're so, yeah.
I hope they're like have a big mansion party that they invite us to.
Me too. Me too. And you get 50% off one item. Coupon code Emily at checkout. Yeah, they are everywhere. We love them. We can buy toys, lingerie, DVDs, porn.
Where are they based out of?
That's a really good question. I don't know. I know that they, I want to say the California, but I don't know. But I'm not sure.
This phantom information.
Well, the people I talk to, they're in the East Bay.
Oh, okay.
But I'm not sure that that's where their warehouse is and all that stuff. They advertise on a bunch of shows.
You need to do like a Cribs with them and check out their warehouse and stuff like that. That'd
I know.
Be cool
I've checked
video.
Out. Like, I went to Good Vibrations last week. I checked out theirs. Like, you're right. It would be awesome to go check it out. That would be a cool video. Maybe you could come. We'll get you a cock ring once and for all.
All right. You'd only get it for me because they were giving it to me to get. See, your gifts are so unthoughtful. Except for the one that you got me last Friday. That was it.
Do you have any left?
Yeah, I had a little bit.
Okay. Tequila. I got him tequila. That is a sure thing for you. See, so, yeah, that was your Valentine's Day present too. No, I'm going to get you something else. Okay, should we break up? This is the next email. Hi, Emily. I've listened to your podcast for a while now, but this is the first time I write. Here's the situation. My boyfriend and I have been together for over a year. He is a foreigner, and he's here to study. He will be taking an important test this Saturday and applying to graduate school soon. There's a big chance he might have to move pretty far, even back to his country, if he doesn't get into the schools he's interested in. It could be as soon as 6 months from now. We had been avoiding talking about it, but we finally discussed it last night. After a very emotional talk, he admitted that he wouldn't be ready for a commitment or responsibility of me moving with him to a different city, much less to a different country. I told him I see a future for us, here or in his home country. At first, he thought we should end it now, save us grief later, but it was too difficult for us both, so we decided to wait and think it through. My question is this. What do I do now? I'm a grown woman and I know what I'm getting into. I know it will hurt when he leaves, but at least we'll be able to spend this time together. Or should I just break up now knowing that it won't go anywhere? Thanks, Anna. She's from San Francisco, California. Okay, they begin together every year. He's a foreigner. Okay, here's the thing. Anna, I think that he is telling you everything that you need to know. All the information's there. He's not ready to commit. He thinks he might be moving. He might not be moving. And if he does move, he doesn't want to take you there. I mean, I think that hypothetical situation of him going away and the fact that it's not even happening yet and he's saying no to you is telling me that, and hopefully telling you, that he's not on the same page as you.
Yeah.
And that you probably should save yourself some grief and end it.
But she's a woman. She's not going to hear anything you're saying.
I know.
Until it goes
so
all
we
bad.
Talked about earlier in the show. I think that you should start ending it now. I'm not saying that you can end it right away, but you should start thinking in the mindset that you're going to end it.
Yeah, start trolling for like new dudes on Facebook and stuff like that.
Yeah,
new
do
prospects.
Something else.
That's the best way to get over somebody.
Yeah. What? Go to Facebook. Go to where? And Craigslist.
No, I just what's the saying that they always say? You got to get under before you get over or something.
Yeah,
like
you
that.
Gotta get under before you get over. You gotta start dating other people. And I don't think she's ready yet. She really loves him and she really wants it to work. And I would say that you need to start moving on, because that's just symbolic, the fact that he's even saying like, I don't want you to move with me and I don't want.
Yeah.
That's a lot of information
just
right
cut
there.
Cut it off.
Cut it off. But I don't think she's going to, so I just think that if you stay with him until he gets into school in 6 months, that you should just start tweaking your mindset and, again, make the list, write all this stuff down, read it, remember all the reasons why you don't want to be with him, because it's going to be hard to leave him because they're still in love. So she says they're in love. But he doesn't want to be with her. That would be hurtful. I've had friends who've gone through that scenario. I remember where she's like, he doesn't want me to move to the city with him. Well, that says a lot.
Yeah, of course.
Men and women tell you everything you need to know. You just need to listen in the relationship.
Women will not listen at all.
Yeah, they
believe
do.
Me.
Okay. Women listen.
Speaking of...
Yes?
Foreign... I'm not talking bad about people that are from other countries, but I have like this foreign exchange student that moved up above me.
Okay.
And oh my God, I think I've complained about this before on the show, but I'm going to share it with you again.
Okay.
Because I have never, ever complained about my neighbors, ever.
No.
I have never gone to a neighbor.
Never.
I never told my landlord because people make noise. It happens, whatever. But this mother effer is on Skype until 5 a.m. all goddamn night to
Seriously?
Somewhere, some other country, and he's like yelling at the top of his lungs.
Oh, you got to say something. You got to write a note, or can you do that?
Well, I just told my landlord. I was just like, look, I tried.
Does
to
it
put
keep
it off
you
as
up
much.
At night?
It's just, it's like louder than my television.
Oh my God, that would drive me crazy. And he's speaking in a foreign.
Yeah, and like loud.
That's
annoying. And when I go out into the hallway of my apartment, it's louder out there than it is in my house.
That is so annoying. He's right above you?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's annoying. I think that you have to write a note if your landlord doesn't say anything.
Oh, no, my landlord is like, oh, you know, she was kind of upset with me because I didn't tell her.
Oh, sooner? Oh, that's good. That's a good landlord because I've actually had people, I'm on the top floor, mm-hmm. and so I'm the loud one. As you can imagine, you know, yeah. when I walk in, you hear my heels every day. I actually take my heels off when I get home now, like the second I walk in the door, but... If you talk to everyone in my building, they would say that I'm the loudest one in the building.
Yeah.
And that has been hard to
Your landlord's a guy though, right?
Yeah.
So yeah.
What? He likes me, but I
Yeah, he likes
I, they've
you.
All
he's,
let,
he's
what happened
tell
was
those bitches
we were,
to shut up.
No, what happened was there was something happening in my building where I needed to get everyone's mm-hmm. approval to do something. I was shooting something in my building and had some video cameras and stuff around, and they were like, everyone took that opportunity to tell me what I did that annoyed them in the last few months. So my dog evidently shits in some guy's yard. Someone else can hear me on the phone when I'm in the hallway. Someone else. I was like, oh my God, everyone's pissed at me.
I know. It's terrible.
Yeah. So that's what happens. Let's talk about our
Some reason, every time one of my friends visits, she loves like talking on the phone in the hallway. And I go, that's the worst place to be because you're super loud into everyone else's
exactly.
apartment.
I'm so mindful now. Like, you just need to be told. I'm on the top floor. I'm the top person. So yeah. I'm always walking past everyone's apartments. I've got a dog. You're now that a dog.
Huge-ass heels.
I have huge-ass heels. I have a dog. It's annoying. I'm annoying.
Have whatever. You been stopped? Has, like, people pounded on your door
oh, yeah.
or your stuff while you're having sex?
Oh, no. But, you know,
really?
I have lesbians beneath me in the apartment below me and the apartment next to me, and mm-hmm. I hear them having sex all the time. So if they ever do
yes.
come after me for sex, I'll be like, you and your girlfriend use whips and chains. Like, I will fucking break down her sex life for her because I hear them all the time. My entire building, for some reason, is lesbians. And they all have really
loud sex. Do
you think
it's hot?
Yeah, I do think it's hot.
And
one time my agent
–
did I tell you the story? That my mm-hmm. agent was over, and he's came in from L.A., and he was in my mm-hmm. apartment, and – we were about to go to dinner, and he just wanted to see my place. And then he's like, wait a minute. Are those lesbians having sex? And it was like – he's like couldn't leave my apartment. And he just had like mm-hmm. his ear to the door. And yeah, it's hot. They're actually hot lesbians having sex.
Do you ever knock on the door and say, hey
– can I join? Yeah,
join
I do all
watch,
the time. I always do. Is that hot? Is that – would that be your fantasy?
No, not my fantasy, but
– I just tell him shut the hell up.
Really? You're no. stopping people from having
no,
sex?
No, I would never. That would be so wrong. That would be
it
so against
be.
My brand and everything I stand for if I was like, stop having sex. Though I'm sure the fact that I can hear them having sex and I'm on the top floor, I'm sure that people hear me having sex mm-hmm. for sure. But, I mean, I'm sure people hear you having sex when that happens.
Yes.
Okay, we're talking about teasing.
Why?
Because teasing
it's
is
the worst subject ever. Guys don't like it.
Yeah,
I don't
they
care
do.
What any guy says. They say they like it only because they're getting laid.
No.
That's why.
It's important to hold things back sexually from people and just romantically so you get more excited for something. Like when someone doesn't like you, you like them more, like that whole thing. But mm-hmm. if you think about teasing, especially women, to get warmed up, to get heated up, like that's kind of mm-hmm. what we need. So if you – it's kind of like making it a challenge too. So if I – had and I wish that I got teased more. I wish that men teased me more because when I can remember some scenarios when guys have teased me, and I remember this one time being with this guy, this was like years ago, and we got a hotel room because he was visiting, and he like wouldn't – he like did everything but have sex. He like tied me up, tied my arms up, my legs. It was hot. Don't Don't make faces when I'm telling you my sexual story.
Go ahead. So you're all tied up.
I'm telling you this
in
like
a random precious, motel somewhere.
Not a motel. It was a 5-star hotel.
Oh yeah, of course, always.
And Menace is making.
So you're tied up at this motel, this 5-star motel. Like,
totally horrendous look on his face.
In Compton, California.
No, it was in San Francisco, and it was a really nice hotel.
Why would you be in a hotel when you have a house
here? Because he was visiting, and he got a hotel room.
Oh. Because he's here to visit you.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
I think I had roommates at the time, and you know when you have roommates, you can't really have a visitor. I mean, you can, but it's not whatever. So
he flew in to get laid.
He flew in to get laid. Whatever. He got fucking laid, but he teased my ass, and it was so good. And it was just like the way he delayed sex, the way he kissed me, and like he's like, "No, I'm not having sex with you yet." Like it's just it's a game. But if it's once you get to the point of you want it so bad, and then you can't have it, it's a really
maybe he just
thing.
Didn't have a boner yet.
No, he did. He did have
maybe
a boner.
He didn't. You don't know.
Was he naked? A lot of men
was
get turned on
immediately
by foreplay.
Yeah, but maybe he was like teasing because he's like, "Oh man, I masturbated too much before she got here, and
no.
I can't get a hard on, and now I have to tease her." See, you gotta think the mind of a man.
No, I don't think that was.
You
it.
Think it was so awesome, but he was just delaying until he got a boner.
No. He was totally turned on. Menace, you're just no. Because when a person is turned on, okay, listen. When a person is turned on before sex in the right way, it not only feels good, but his body and her body is also more responsive to the orgasm and can be more intense. So even for men who suffer from premature ejaculation or who want to last longer, whatever it is, same thing, is that you – if you we always say to go to that point of no return and then bring yourself back. Like you recognize when you're about to go over and have the orgasm and to stop yourself and to build up again. So it's all sort of part of teasing. So you can tease in public. Like, have you ever been, like, riding in the elevator? Like, isn't it fun when you're with a date or when you're with someone and they, like, do something? You, like, they rub your pants or something. They rub graze over your balls. What if they grab your balls in public or something?
I don't want girls grabbing my
balls
in public.
Not in public, but let's say you're, like, in an elevator together and she, like,
I don't even like them grabbing my junk in public.
No?
No.
But what if she, like, lightly grazed her fingers over your pants?
Nah, don't like it.
No?
But, you know, if we're making out, that's cool.
If you're making out?
Yeah.
Okay. So if you're together at a party or a bar, send a scandalous text or something that like says – so this is all the flirty like the pre-texting stuff that you can do before you get together.
I have this rule that actually – it just hit my brain because I've talked about this on radio shows before.
Yes.
I don't like them touching it unless it's up. It's ready to go.
Oh, because –
I don't like that. I don't like the –
because you're a grower, not a shower.
Oh, because no, I just don't like it.
You don't want to be touched on your penis.
No, not until.
But wouldn't that sort of get you hot and turned on? If
it doesn't. See,
like
that's
that?
that's the problem.
No, you are like a strange case of science. We should send your body somewhere to be studied.
Why? I'm a realist. You just hang out with guys that just want to get freaking laid, so they do anything you say or. Whatever, and then so they'll have sex with you, and I'm just not that type of person. Like I don't give a f how hot they are. Like I'm not gonna bend over backwards and try to have sex with them. It's just not me, and I know that's very odd because 90% of the guys out there, like if they saw a hot woman, they would try to do anything they could to sleep with them. I'm just not that person.
But you never make the efforts with women, so I just think that
I do. I kind of just.
You don't.
I downplay it. I do.
You just don't tell me about it?
Maybe I just don't tell
about you. Which is bummer because we'd have a lot more content.
That I went and tried to go talk to somebody? I'm more comfortable with people that have been around a few times before.
I think you're just afraid of rejection. And so you don't go after the hot girl. And then you tell yourself, well, hot girl, everyone's going after the hot girl. So I'm not going to go after the hot girl. And then you make this whole story about it when really the hot girl probably even likes you and you don't go after her.
No, I go after the hot girl, but just in a different way. And you're like, oh, it's
you talk to her friend.
No, I don't talk to her friend. I just the way that I go after the hot girl is just it's not the typical way because a million guys are firing at her every single day. This is just not the way that I roll. I just go do it another way.
But you just dismiss the hot girl and you're like, I'm not going to go after the hot girl.
Yeah, and then they end up
coming back to you.
Yeah,
really.
Yeah.
That's
true,
how it works.
True, because I'm just
true.
Don't.
True or not
because
true.
Because I don't give a F, like, how hot they are. I don't care. And then that's freaking weird to them because it got They got guys sucking their dick all day long.
Okay.
Like, who cares? Right. There's a billion hot girls on the planet. I can walk outside and find somebody hotter than whatever chick thinks that she's super
hot.
Yeah,
but this is coming from such an angry place, the way you talk about the hot chicks. Like, you resent the hot chicks because they didn't like you in high school.
It's not that. The angry part is that you don't
understand. Did the hot chicks not like you in high school? No. What was the deal?
No. I was – oh, my God. No.
Okay. I want to know because there's, like, an anger.
Give me 5 seconds and I'll explain. The part that I'm –
you've been explaining for, like, 10 seconds.
The part that I'm getting upset about is that you don't understand that because you hang out with guys – that want to sleep with you constantly. So they're kissing your ass all the time.
No, I don't. I don't. That's not true. I know what you're saying. I totally get everything you're saying. Okay, but let's go back to teasing. Here's some teasing text tips because most people are doing their teasing through text messaging. So here's some do's and don'ts for texting.
Okay.
Don't let him in on the sweet way you're spending the afternoon. Do let him in on the sweet way you're spending the afternoon. Just doing a little shopping at Victoria's Secret or about to relax with a glass of wine in the tub. Anything that gives him the idea that you're doing something sensual is a good idea. So if a girl – because men are visual. So if I sent you that and I was like, I'm just buying new bras right now. Here's a picture. Would you think that was sexy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, if they weren't wearing the bra. If they're holding it up next to them.
Right. But if No.
I would like that. Of course.
And then it says, don't overshare. He doesn't need to know you're naked or pleasuring yourself if he's leading the conversation. Do ask questions. Oh, yeah. How come? Why is that? So he may be trying to flirt text you and questions will give him the green light. So women shouldn't overshare first. Like if I just said to you, hey, I've masturbated thinking about you, that would be like too quick, too soon.
Yeah. You already told the whole story.
Told the whole story. So you got to build up. Don't use too many abbreviations because it's hard to find a text sexy if it's heavy on the symbols, numbers, and shorthand.
Wait, I can't spell straight STR8?
No.
Damn.
No, you should spell it all out. And I think that's true. Like, I think that is when someone's like, hey, I think it, you're hot or whatever it is. What want to do you is trashy. Like, want to do – you should spell it out. Do use emoticons, though, to keep them sounding like an old-fashioned romance novel.
Emoticons.
I love emoticons. Do you have them on your iPhone?
No.
Oh, I love them.
Cheesy.
I love my iPhone. They are cheesy, huh?
Yeah.
But they're super fun. Don't be too serious. If you're out and about and want to meet up with him on the town or in bed, the word play is a great go-to word. So say, come out and play with me rather than, like, come out and bang me or I want to F you or something. Do you ever do that? I say play. Let's play. I've done that with guys in a flirting mood. Like, when do we get together and play?
Yeah, but then that means getting down, right?
Yeah, but it's kind of a more fun flirty thing. Oh, and don't state that you're drunk.
I'm so wasted right now.
But Menace does it all the time. You can say you're having a cocktail or you're at the bar, but starting off
having a cocktail immediately says – if you're texting somebody and you say, oh, I'm having a cocktail, that immediately says
unless
that you're
drunk. Dating, you don't want to say like I'm wasted. But Menace, I know you tweet everyone that you are drunk. But or like – but starting off with like I just did a body shot, where are you at is going to lead to trouble. So just say having a drink with my friends.
Having a body shot. Where are you at?
Okay, you're gonna exactly.
I love that. That's hilarious.
See
that stuff. That
do you like
I would
shots?
Like.
Do you like Jello shots? Did you ever do Jello shots in college?
Not since I was like 21 years old.
But did you like them?
I liked them.
Okay.
I don't think they're that bad, but I probably had them. Like I can probably count on my hand how many times I've had them in my entire life.
Okay, because I was thinking of making them for our sex family party because I found them at the store. Do you
really?
Like Jello shots, Lauren? Because I found
we'll
the
share with
cups.
Everybody. We're gonna have
we're having a sex with Emily party at my house next Tuesday night.
Yeah,
and all the interns from past
we're
and
live
present.
Stream it.
We should. We're gonna take videos there. Just bring your camera.
Live stream it.
Can we do that?
Somehow, yeah. If they let us turn it on, we can probably live stream it.
That would be so fun. Can you figure that?
Yeah, we'll just email the company that helps us and say, hey, we're going to turn it on at 7 p.m. PS standard time and just leave it on.
Oh, that's cool. That's a good idea. It's from my house. We're going to have fun. So I was thinking, I went to the store and I was at some random store in the Mission District, which has all those random stores where you can buy random things. And they had packages of those little cups that make Jello shots. And I was like, I'm going to make vodka Jello shots for everyone.
Hell yeah.
Because you can get drunk. You can, they're jello-y. You can put a full shot in it and they're so fun.
Cool.
Okay.
So when I barf in your toilet, it'll be a different color.
Exactly.
It'll be like green
or lime or something.
You guys are dicking me though because you're having it on a weekday.
I know. We knew that, but that's the only day that worked for everyone.
We knew that. All right, it's cool. I'll have my favorite company pick me up. Uber.
Uber.
Uber will get me to work. Okay. Look it up, everybody.
It's going to be super fun. So maybe we'll do a show from there. Okay, give her attention. She likes attention. You can easily turn a text into a sext by mentioning something you like about her. This is so friggin' true. Notice something that you like about her, noticed about her, or simply turned you on. Say it subtly at first. Try sending a text that goes something like this. You looked cute in that red tank top last night. Can't stop thinking about you right now. When guys recognize and point out details, it's so funny because my used car salesman ex from LA, who's not actually a used car salesman, but men just point out that he looks like one. And every time I look at him, I think that he does, which is kind of a bummer because whatever. But he is a really amazing texter. And he still does this with me, but I know exactly what he's doing. But he just has this keen sense of remembering things and giving me attention in the way that I want it. So he'd be like, that was really – yeah, like he'd say something like your red tank or that's so cute the way you have that little freckle on. How's that freckle on your left arm? Like he would just notice things and say them and mention them. And that instantly as a woman makes us feel like he sees me or he notices me. He's not just saying you're hot, but he's like you're hot because of that cute little freckle. Or like do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Do you ever do that with women?
Yeah. It works. If the woman that I'm really into, like I remember everything. Everything.
What'd you say? You do?
Yeah, I play dumb, but I remember everything that they tell me.
Oh, no. It's You're crazy. One of those? That's. But so do you ever play things back to them or do you think that that's good? Okay.
Or just like, you know, they said, they like something. And then like 7 months later, I'll like surprise them with it.
Yeah, that's
They're
sweet.
Like, oh, I mean, I'm fortunate enough for what I do. Like some girl will be like, oh, I really like this band or something like that. And then it'll be like a couple days before the concert, and I'd be like, oh, yeah, by the way, we're going to go to the show.
Yeah.
You know, like there's one girl that I was really into that I really liked. You've met her. I brought her to one of your book parties. She's like, oh, I love Rihanna. And I go, oh, yeah, that's cool. And then like a year and a half later, Rihanna comes to town, and I go, oh, yeah, we're going to go to the Rihanna show. And then at the Rihanna show, I go, oh, yeah, after the show, we're going to go meet Rihanna.
No way.
Yeah.
Did you get laid?
No.
Oh.
Not then. We met Rihanna at like 2 a.m.
Okay, whatever. But eventually.
I got to work at 4 or something. Work.
So there was no sex because of Rihanna. Bummer.
But I mean.
Because I just would think that would get you laid. I'm just saying.
Probably if I really tried.
Right. You know, but did you guys ever go out or did you date after that? I'm not saying that you should do nice things to get laid. I'm just curious.
But we still hang out.
That's good. You bought her a book. I think I remember.
Yeah,
the first one. A Good Vibrations?
No, the one at the club.
Oh, the one at the club.
At the club.
That was fun. Okay. Yeah. Get a little sensitive. Over-embellish even if you aren't thinking about her and get in the game. If you haven't seen her in a while, try something like this.
Okay.
I've been thinking about the last time we hooked up or hung out, and I'm missing you. The only way for her to respond to a text like that is with confidence and poise, and she'll step up her game. So get a little sensitive. Say, I was thinking about you. Timeliness. If she's texted you and you haven't responded in over 45 minutes, regardless of whether she's in class watching TV or at the gym, she will question if you are into her. So the best way to show you want more by messaging her back in a timely manner, so 15 to 20 minutes window is best. What do you think about that? If you don't text a girl back within an hour, like you probably don't text back right away because you think that she's gonna.
No. I text back right away once I get a text. This is sucks. It's like if you're texting with a girl on the coast, the time.
I know.
Oh, my God. I start texting, and then I end up just falling asleep.
Oh, right. Well, she's got to understand that.
It's all messed up. Would you be weirded out if a guy
asked me to dress as the hamburger?
As the hamburger or Wendy from Wendy's. No, if a guy sent you a postcard and you lived in the same city.
No, I've had guys do that plenty of times, like a lot.
That?
Yeah.
I'm obsessed with postcards. I've been obsessed with postcards since I started like college when I was in my teens because all my friends moved away. I really
That is such a sweet
thing
to do.
I really liked it, and the girls love it.
Love it. Oh, my God.
I don't know.
I haven't had a guy do that in years, but I'm telling you since email and all that, but I used to always get postcards from guys and letters from guys, and I loved it.
And postcards,
you should bring that back,
fellas. Only $1.50. Just letting you know that. And also about the postcard, it's very hard to find the postcard now, though. I'm just
it is.
You know.
They don't even remember that in North Beach they had a postcard store. Does that still exist? Probably not. It was years ago.
Oh, they did. I'm telling you,
it was epic. It was all postcards. Yeah. It was a huge entire store.
I was at Disneyland, and it took me like 2 hours to find a postcard.
Come on. They don't sell postcards anymore? I guess I haven't been on vacation in a while. They always sell postcards.
I know. You would think, but it's not as
common anymore. Because people don't write letters. Stamps are 50 cents. It's annoying.
And I'm trying to write on it, and all my my writing is so bad because I'm typing on a computer all the time. It's so hard for even to write. It's so hard for me to even write cursive now.
You don't even like write when things? I'm at the really?
Bank. No, it's all online.
Right. I still write notes because I like think things and I have to write them down. Okay.
My spelling is even worse than
your
before.
Spelling? Yeah, no. Yeah. You don't like your spelling.
No. I have my assistant write everything for me. She writes all
that's
my
That's awesome.
Emails,
she's
everything.
A good assistant. Did you ever sleep with her or no?
No.
That's good. Okay. Don't be a huge tease. Never ever tease someone you don't like. This is true. I've stopped that. I used to have sexting relationships with people that I didn't even really like just to sext. So you shouldn't do that.
But it was a practice.
So that's my last tip for you. No, I even last night have an old friend who was G-chatting me. I was online late at night and he was like, hey, you should come over. And I would have in the past gone over there and probably had sex with him. But I was thinking, I don't really like him anymore. And I just sort of cut it off there. I'm like, no, super busy going to bed. And I would have in the past wanted to continue the texting, the chatting, whatever. And
because
I was
you
like
the attention.
Right. But I don't need it anymore.
Really?
Nope.
Are you turning over a new leaf?
I've turned over a new leaf. You didn't notice? I'm all blossomed into a new person.
That's crazy.
I know.
What else is going on in your life?
I was going to wrap up the show.
You have people that are sexting you and texting you and all that stuff.
Don't you?
Yeah. But, okay. I mean, you're not taking any action on it?
No, I am seeing this one guy that I've been seeing. I went to his birthday party a few weeks ago.
Oh, so you're acting like you're exclusive then?
No, I'm not.
Oh, you get upset when I say that. No, I'm not.
Yeah, I'm not exclusive.
No, I'm not. Why?
Because I'm not. I don't feel like it. I don't feel it in my bones.
In my bones.
I was going to say my loins and my bones, so I said my loins.
In
my
your
loins.
Bone?
In my bones. I don't feel that right now, but what about you? How many people are you sexting?
Sexting? I mean,
flirting.
I have a cool. You got to have like some cool like sexting partners.
Yeah.
You know, like people that you're cool with, the sexting. You don't even have to have
exactly.
sex with them.
Exactly. That's like my ex in LA. He's a great sexter.
So you just like sex with them?
Yeah.
Randomly?
Sometimes. I mean, yeah. But I don't even care anymore. But I know exactly what he's doing because he always says the right things. Like, you looked so hot in that red tank when I saw you 6 months ago. And I'm like, oh my God, he remembers a tank. Mm-hmm. You know, it just means something. So.
What does he say back? Oh, I'm rubbing my boner right now.
No, but we've had phone sex. We've
no,
had
but
phone
I want to know. I want to know what's.
I'm looking for a text right now from him so I can read it to you.
Does he say what he's doing to himself, or he just says that what he wants to do to you?
What he wants to do to me.
Oh, okay.
Which is hot.
And then you just say what you're doing to yourself. So it's all about you. You love it.
Exactly. It's perfect. I can't find it right now.
What? You found something. Share it.
Do you remember that line from Do you remember the line from, I'm going to quote a movie right now, from,
What?
Will Ferrell plays a news anchor in San Diego.
Oh, okay, yeah, this Anchorman.
Anchorman, thank you. So there's that line, and when he's with, what's-her-face, the blonde, when he's hitting on her for the first time, and he's like, let me start over. I want to be on you. Do you remember that?
Yes.
He's like, I want to be on you. So he just said to me, let me start over.
I'm surprised that you would even remember a movie reference.
Yeah, because we watched it a bunch.
Okay.
He said, let me start over. I want to be on you. Anyway, that wasn't that funny. Okay, let's go. We got to go.
You got to wrap it up.
Do you not want to wrap it up? Do you
no,
still
because
talk?
We're on Sirius right now. That's why I'm trying to make it till
one. No, we're not.
Oh, we're not on
Sirius?
That's
going to be tomorrow.
Oh.
Tomorrow's show.
Everybody.
It's going to be our Sirius show.
We're on.
Oh, no, Thursday. Thursday, we're going to record our show for Friday on Sirius. Oh, we're on Sirius Satellite now,
yeah.
Friday nights.
Sorry, everybody. I was trying to push it till just over an hour, but.
But I think, yeah, I was not going to do that today, but.
Okay, cool. Then we're not doing that today. But listen to the Sirius show.
Sirius show, Friday nights, Extreme Talk 165, and it is on at 6 o'clock Pacific Standard Time.
And then 9
o'clock
East
Eastern
Coast.
Time if you want to hear us on the radio.
Yeah, and it's right before Artie Lang's show, which is amazing.
I know. Did
Artie
you
Lang.
Listen? Did you were you able to listen?
No, I was at the movies.
Whatever. Okay. Cool.
I saw The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo.
Oh, right. You saw it and you liked it but didn't love it.
Yeah, didn't love it.
Okay.
But it was worth seeing.
Okay. Sounds good.
Cool. All right.
But we're good. We're good to wrap it up. So thanks, everyone. And listen, you can find me on Facebook, Twitter, everywhere, Sex with Emily. You can find Menace, White Menace. And thanks so much for listening. Was it good for you? Email me, feedback@sexwithemily.com.